Archbishop Myers, can you explain why the new building was necessary and how it will support priestly formation?
Well, first of all, it was necessary because the number of students here keeps growing. We're at absolute capacity right now. But also, I started here 50 years ago in September, and there are not many classes taught here, and we didn't have all the opportunities which young men do today. So this building is going to make possible classroom space. It's going to make possible a decent place where people can also read quietly with a beautiful view of Rome. But it will also have places where we can train for homiletics. So this will be an area where people will also benefit if the priests and all of us can give better and more attractive homilies.
Why do you think more seminarians are coming to the North American College? Is it because there's a general increase in vocations in North America generally, or is it because of the nature of the program or for other reasons?
I would think, first of all, there is an increase of vocations across the United States, and that's a special gift. But also, the college has been under excellent leadership in recent decades, and it just seems to be thriving. And ultimately, it depends on bishops. I think over 90 dioceses now send from the United States, now send some seminarians here. So the bishops, this is the bishops' seminary in Rome, so the bishops are backing it in a very major way and sending some very, very fine candidates. So it's a combination of reasons, but all of them good.
What are the advantages for American seminarians to study here in Rome?
Well, first of all, they meet people from all over the world and all over the United States. You know, it's possible to live in the eastern part of the United States and not know much about the church on the West Coast. So here they get to know one another and detect the kind of different emphasis or style in different parts of the United States. But I think the biggest thing that they stressed when I was there, and still do, is that we're close to Peter, the Pope, the successor of the Apostles, and we're delighted with that. And that, I think, in a very deep way, instills love for the Church and the role of the Church in the world. And you kind of get a feeling that the Church is a worldwide body of Christ, and that we are privileged to belong to it, and we are who are in holy orders, but all people who are baptized and who embrace the Catholic faith are privileged to be served from here.
Do you think the Board of Electors will consider adding more residential space, more dormitory space?
Too soon to know. I'm chairman of the board, but we'll take one step at a time. But if it's needed, we'll find a way.